Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's up, a little bonus episode? How you feeling?
Feels like Groundhog Day.
Why?
Because, like we said last week, every day just seems like it's the same.
Well, on a positive note, because I'm going to be positive Patty and not negative Nancy over there.
Negative, just a statement.
Okay, well, this is a little extra added episode, and I'm pumped about that. Because it's a beautiful day out in Nashville, and it's just feeling like a good day. And we've got Jillian Michaels calling in at any second, and I love her so much. She was from The Biggest Loser, and she's badass. And she's going to get us all in shape because Lord knows I've just been going to the pantry every 2 seconds because there's nothing else to do. But it's been really fun.
What have you guys been doing to like stay in shape and stay like fit during, because you guys are in incredible shape. Everyone knows that. What have you been doing to stay active during this time where you're stuck inside?
Bicep curling chicken nuggets.
My man.
No, I mean, like Jana said, it has been a lot of trips to the pantry and the refrigerator, but because we have a home gym and it's starting to get nice out, Jana walks like almost every day. And then she's more consistent than I am, but I get my workouts in a couple times a week in the garage. So we're making the most of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working out a lot. I actually feel, you know, as much as I've been eating, I feel pretty good about how much I've been working out and going for walks and just like being as active as I can be, because I can either sit in my bed all day and be depressed and not do anything, or I can move my body and I can be outside and I can go for walks and I can, you know, FaceTime my trainer, and I can choose that rather than being depressed in bed. And I've chosen bed a few days, but I've chosen getting out and exercising a lot more. And it's just, every time I work out, I just feel better. I love being outside and just, you know, there's so many things that like I've rearranged, you know, my linen closet, and I've organized, and I've, you know, I have a few other things that I probably wouldn't be able to do during this time if we were all working, just because there's something more important that I would have been doing.
We've been kicking butt with the house projects.
Yeah, we've been doing a really good job. So it's been nice to get out and do things. And I'm like, hey, I don't like this, you know, these walking stones here. Let's pick up these giant stones and move them over here. And so that's just been really nice to just do things that normally I probably wouldn't have done because I would be so focused on all the work. Now, am I stressed out about money? Yeah. But, you know, again, just go out, do things, be positive, and hope that it all ends soon.
I keep seeing this thing on social media where people are like, hey, you know, during this time, you don't have to like write the great American novel. You don't have to like make a sculpture of your family or whatever. You don't have to like have these great achievements. Feel free to like sit on the couch and watch TV and like maybe have another slice of cake and like feel free to like treat yourself like that. And whenever I see that, I always think like, yeah, you don't have to like be like going nonstop during this time where you're all stuck inside, but like there should also be a little bit of moderation in there. Like, you shouldn't just be on the couch the whole time.
And I it's kind of rude that summer is approaching. Like, if this if this was winter approaching, I'd have been like, you know, because I've
it would have been bulking season for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone to the freezer to get my Ben and Jerry's more times than not. Than I never do that, but now I'm just like, oh, it's summer. Okay, crap. It's like,
yeah, pool season's around the corner, so people are gonna get hit with a rude awakening when they put on their bathing suit. They're like, oh man, Corona.
I shouldn't have had those.
I know, but I've like my trainer Erin has been awesome, and she actually has an app called Pretty Muscles. So I've been using her app a lot. It's been great. And then Jillian Michaels, who's calling in, has a another app as well. I think it's like 7 minutes. Yeah, it's called Jillian's My Fitness by Jillian Michaels app offers a 7-minute daily workout. Just 7 minutes a day to get some exercise that can help you calm your mind and strengthen your immunity. And it already catches my attention because it says 7 minutes.
Jillian's on hold, but I'm going to disinfect my hands before I answer the call. So let's take a quick break really quick.
Perfect. All right.
Jillian?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good to have you on again.
Yay.
Aw. Hi, friend. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, of course. I was just reading your breakdown about your app, and 7 minutes just sounds amazing.
Like, oh God, we were trying to figure out like what we could ask people to do right now, you know, because like the kids are home, like everything's crazy. And we were like, all right, 7 minutes, everybody can commit to 7 minutes. So they're free. You download the app and anyone can do it at home. No equipment needed.
7 minutes in heaven. Jillian Michaels.
That's it.
Well, I don't know about that, but 7 minutes.
Jillian, does that include like any warm-up, or is it just 7 minutes start to finish, let's go?
It's 7 minutes start to finish, let's go. But the idea and the hope is that you will maybe do like a 3-minute cardio warm-up and a 3-minute stretch on your own. But ironically, like, I didn't kind of come up with 7 minutes in a vacuum. It's all based on data. So as kind of micro workouts and mini workouts have risen to popularity, that number seems to be the magic number. So we were like, all right, it's the least barrier of entry, right? There's no charge. You don't have to travel. You don't need any equipment. It's not too hard. It's not too easy. It gives people a sense of accomplishment. It's like this little 7-minute micro break. And that really kind of is like a gateway drug. You kind of hope it's like a gateway workout, mm-hmm. to get people to do more. But that does seem to be kind of the number that they can manage right now. But it's not so crazy that if you don't warm up, you're going to get hurt. Like, we're not doing Olympic lifts or plyometrics. Like, it's just body weight training, calisthenics using body weight. So, yes, I'd love more, but it's 7 minutes all in right now.
Do you kind of get frustrated that's the limit, 7 minutes? Because I don't want to, like, I hope people don't take this the wrong way, but I think of 7 minutes and I'm like, it sounds amazing to like my laziness and to also know that, okay, at least I did 7 minutes, but like, don't they recommend 30? And it's like, shouldn't we all be trying to do more than that? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, come on, people, let's do more.
I mean, for years, when I was younger, I used to, you know, get furious. Some people would say things like, just take the stairs. And I was like, that's ridiculous. It's not going to do anything. And then you start to realize that, like, you know, you kind of got to meet people where they're at. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, look, I've got 20-minute workouts, 30-minute workouts, 45-minute workouts, 60-minute workouts, which is totally unnecessary, to be honest. Like, 20 to 30 minutes done right, 4 times a week will be more than effective, especially mm-hmm. when you're eating right. But unfortunately, maybe that's the wrong word, because I don't want to make anybody feel bad, but the reality is people, I think, are just, they're overwhelmed, they're overworked, they're intimidated, and they can cite anything from, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't have the equipment. So there's something about these little micro workouts that you think, all right, I can do that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound horrible. It doesn't sound miserable. So you kind of get them in the door with that. And then hopefully it does become a bait and switch. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, you know, rad, let's try.
Right.
You know, give me just a few more. And you hope to acclimate them, introduce them, get them a base level of conditioning, get them comfortable with carving out some time, and then, you know, get like get them to like 20 minutes. and if done right, 20 minutes will work. But you know, you gotta make every minute of those 20 minutes count. But that is the goal, right? Is we start out with something's better than nothing, get them in the door, warm them up, acclimate them, and then you kind of do that bait and switch of like, all right, now give me a little bit more.
So basically your 7 minutes is like a way to where there's no justifiable excuse around that. It's like, we're not using weights. It doesn't cost you anything. It's only 7 minutes. Like, what excuse could somebody possibly come up with to say that they can't do 7 minutes?
Because their kids aren't in school
That's
right now.
Pretty much it.
Well, no, but, I mean, that, I know, people will always say an excuse.
I totally agree with you. And the argument there is like, look, you know what? You give them the iPad. You use the mm-hmm. iParent for 10 minutes or you, you know, they jump around behind you and they do it with you, which I have yet. I've tried that so many times, and it really doesn't seem to work in my household. Because then it's like I look at my daughter, and she's like doing something totally wrong, and I'm like, the trainer in me is like, no, bend your knee. No, tuck your butt. Wait, no, sweetheart, pull your butt. Wait, no, stop it. No, don't do that. You're going to get... So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to work out. Here's your iPad, and then we'll play later. But I just don't think right now the concept of being perfect at anything was laughable before this moment. Now it's downright hilarious. Like, forget it. Like, homeschooling, this, that, the other. It's just not going to be perfect. You do the best you can. And if you give your kid an iPad for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes while you work out, the world is not going to end.
I totally hear you on that. I do have an excuse that I use a lot that I would love to figure out why. I don't like working out by myself. I hate it. Like, I truly don't like it. And even when if I were to go on an app, my trainer has an app, and I would go on there and I'm like, meh. Like, you know, she says to do 3 rounds and I'm like, meh, I'm good. But if like I had someone else in there, if like my husband, like if Mike was in the gym, or if like my friends, I'd be like, all right, guys, 30 more squats. Like, let's do this. I just don't like working out alone. And it really sucks because I don't really have as many like active, like, let's go get them. Let's go do it. So it's just, it's like, is that like, what's wrong with me? Why? Like, how can I change that like mindset?
There's nothing wrong with you. There's a reason it's called FitFam. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason this stuff is like church for people. Yeah. Because it does provide a sense of community and camaraderie, and we're all in this together. And I mean, it's a huge industry. Group classes, all the, like, for a reason. It's because of that social component, right? So there's nothing wrong with you. You're actually wired perfectly correctly. Human beings are designed to be social. And what I would say is, in this particular instance, try a few of the Instagram live workouts. Like, they kind of suck. I started doing one just this past Sunday at 10:30 Pacific. And in my mind, I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't know if they can hear me. I don't know if the music is like, can they hear me over the music? Like, I can't see what they're saying because I'm trying to instruct a workout. Like, it's on a tiny little phone. I don't think this can stream to the TV. But you know what? Like, people loved it because it gave them, it wasn't, as a trainer, of course, I was annoyed, right? Because it's like, it's not perfect. As a trainer, it's like, I want to hear everything, see everything. I want your feedback. I want to know what you're doing. And even my app allows that because you can say, like, too hard, too easy, don't want this move, don't like these foods, and then you'll get the response I would give you in real life. Mm-hmm. But on Instagram, I'm like, I don't know what they're doing. But I think people love it because even though it's not perfect, it's giving you a sense of like, we're all in this together, we're all doing this at the same time.
For sure. Okay, I'll give that a shot.
Or Zooms. Try Zoom. Go to Zoom with some of your friends.
We should have bought Zoom stock. Zoom is going crazy right now.
Right? Like, do Zoom with like 5 friends and throw up a video that you're all doing at the same time.
Seriously.
That's not bad. Jillian, how are you doing with this personally? Like, obviously your profession, your whole world is active and doing these kind of things. So how are you feeling just like on a daily basis? Are you going stir crazy? I mean, I know you can still get outside, but you're still limited with what you can do.
You know, it's interesting. I on one hand, I want to be like, we got this and it's okay and don't worry, team. But on the other hand, I feel like that would be false. And while I know it's going to be okay, and while I know that there is a great lesson and opportunity for each and every one of us to grow from this and become better, I think it's important to acknowledge that this is the ultimate, like, it is just such an incredible head F. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're on your podcast, but
oh, like, yeah.
Everybody I know is having pretty intense feelings about very different things. So it could be a couple that's been married for 10 years and has never had a fight, and now they're at each other's throats, and it, you know, because they're home all day long together, and it's totally bizarre. It could be that you've lost your job, or you have a hair salon with $40,000 a month overhead, and you can't pay your bills for the first time, and you don't know where the next meal is coming from. It could be that you have older parents that you're extremely worried about. It could be that your kids are home. And I mean, for me, it's the kids. It's been really, not my kids, actually. Here's the crazy part. My kids have actually been fine. It's me feeling guilty because I still have work.
Yeah.
And in fact, I have more work than ever right now because it's like, I've got so many different businesses and some are being impacted by this badly. Some are doing fine, like my app, but then it's like I've got to constantly feed that beast with new content and free content and slash the price and do all different. It's just, I'm busier than ever work-wise. And the other day, I literally was like, oh my God, it's 1:30. I haven't seen my daughter. She's in her room, in a dark room, in her pajamas. She hasn't had lunch. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it was the worst feeling. I was like, I'm neglecting her, and I am. I'm ignoring her, and I am. It's terrible for her. She's, like, not around her friends. This homeschool thing is a joke, flat-out joke, at least my kids' schools, and they go to two different schools. And it's like, that to me is really messing with my head.
Well, thank you for being honest about that, because you're not the only mom. I mean, I walked with my moms this morning, and they were all, like, struggling because they felt guilty, like they weren't being good enough parents. So you're not alone. And thank you for sharing that honesty for sure. It's tough.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. That's what's messing with my head. Me personally, but yeah.
But totally just give yourself a little grace because you're not the only mom feeling that. You're truly not. I mean, it's just, you're doing the best that you can and you're doing the best that you can. And you're also still trying to provide for your family, which is, and I think that's like why we're stressing out over here. Cause I'm like, crap, like everything's canceling. And it's like, how are we going to like provide for our kids? And, just give them some extra cuddles at night and they're going to be appreciative and they're going to know that you were just doing what was best for them.
I love you for saying that. And it's like, we're exactly that. It's like, we're all trying. And I said to my ex today, who's, still like a very close friend and an incredible co-parent, but I was like, dude, summer school. And she was like, how dare you? I'm killing this. And this is where she shines. So thank God. But she still has the kids half the time. And I was like, if they have to go to summer school, they have to go to summer school. Like, I feel terrible. They don't want to, but I am not a teacher.
Right.
She's not a teacher. Like, this is just not, there's no way this is normal fourth grade, second grade, or whatever grade your kid is in. So it's like, you're right. It's like you love your kids. You do the best you can. And it's just trying to kind of reconcile that and find this new normal for however long this is going to take. And here in LA, we just got a notice and it was like, school's not going back, quote, indefinitely, end quote. And you're just like,
that hurts the heart for so many parents.
But you know what? We all have at least 7 minutes. So I need every single one of you guys to download Jillian Michaels' app. She offers, obviously more than 7 minutes too, but if you have 7 minutes, get your body moving. It's going to make you feel better because, Jillian, I was depressed in bed, so upset. And the second I got outside, did some physical activity and worked out, I felt so much better. And I know you guys will too. So get out there, download her app. And Jillian, thank you for being honest and thank you for just being you. I love you.
Oh, you guys, thank you for having me. And I really appreciate it. And it's just nice to talk to people and connect. So
no question.
Giving you a hug through the microphone right now.
I love it. Same, right? And just stay safe and stay healthy like you have been.
Thanks, babe.
You too. Thanks, Jillian.
Bye, guys.
You know what I love about the 7 minutes thing? It's kind of like that concept that we've talked about before where if you wake up and make your bed in the morning, at least no matter what you did the rest of the day, you've accomplished something. So it's like the 7 minutes, is your body going to change that day? No, but you did something.
And over time, your body is going to change.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I just love her theory behind it. And I think it is a way that can promote people to get more active, more into it.
Yeah. And your body will change eventually if you do the moves.
Consistently.
Yeah, consistently. But I love her and I love that she was honest because it's hard. It can be very hard, especially with kids. But,
I think I want to affirm you. I think you've handled it very, very well when it comes to work/time with kids ratio. And because
I haven't had any work.
No, but I'm saying, no. I'm saying not from a sense of, because usually the way you are is, without the coronavirus stuff going on, you're just like work, work, work. As immediately as work ends, you're with the kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't really make, very seldom do you make time for you to just relax. You're either working out, working, or with the kids, mm-hmm. or doing something. You just, you can't, you even say it yourself, you just can't sit down. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, you know, a few days ago in the middle of the afternoon during Jace's nap, we were able to close the curtains and watch a movie, you know, during the middle of the day. And you've taken more moments to kind of realize, okay, we don't have to be with the kids every minute of every day right now. We do have some things, take care of things around the house, you know, jobs that we've wanted to get done. So I just, I'm proud of you how you balanced it out, because I know how usually you are.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. But at the same time, it like kind of triggers me, because I'm like, but I'd rather be working.
No, I know.
Like, I know you would rather like work than watch a movie in the afternoon. And the anxiety of like not having money coming in is like nauseating me.
Everyone across the country can understand that right now.
For sure.
So it's, but I'm saying we can't control that.
Yeah.
So with that being said, what can you control? What you do every day.
Sure.
And there's no reason to stress yourself out or have to feel guilty about spending every minute with the kids or whatever. I'm just.
Yeah, no, for sure. I get that. Like, I totally get that. And I appreciate that. It's just, it's been a challenge for sure. But I feel like I've spent more time with the kids now than, you know.
Yeah, we all have for sure.
Yeah. And I've loved every second of it.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah, I've loved every second of it. They're the best.
All right. Well, that was a fun little bonus.
Yeah, bonus.